You are now listening to the iScript of Savage Frontier by Pia Cook. A timid father and shop owner finds encouragement in an unexpected hero to stand up against the town bullies and help put an end to their reign of terror. Faden. Exterior. Small frontier town. Day. The sun hovers over the jagged silhouette of the Rockies, casting a golden hue over the scorched landscape. Tumbleweeds and dust blow down the short main street. This town has only the bare essentials necessary to qualify as a town. A saloon, a hotel, a general store, and a small sheriff's office with a sign in the window that reads, Vacant. Exterior, General Store, Day. The sign above the entrance reads, Dunkerton's General Store. Willie, short, wiry, and older than dirt, smokes a pipe as he slowly rocks back and forth in his rocking chair on the uneven wooden porch while he gazes at the sun. Interior. General Store. Day. Ellie, 20, with long, lustrous auburn hair and an hourglass figure tucked into a proper dress, sweeps the dusty floor. Mr. Dunkerton, 40s, a small and balding man with spectacles, takes inventory of the few items in the store. The sound of pounding hooves for multiple horses grows louder and louder. Suddenly, the doors burst open and Willie stumbles in.
It's the savage boys. They're coming.
Mr. Dunkerton appears nervous as he puts down his notepad and pulls off his workman's apron. Ellie stops sweeping and nervously glances at her dad.
Father, do you want me to hide in the shed out back?
Mr. Dunkerton.
Stay here. You'll be safe with me. This time I'm prepared.
He pulls out a shotgun from underneath the counter, flips it open, and stuffs new shells into the chambers. Exterior. General Store. Day. Three horses with rough-looking riders gallop into the small town. Dust clouds billow around their legs. They come to an abrupt halt outside the general store. They all dismount and tie their horses to the hitching post. James, 45, is very handsome in a weather-beaten sort of way with a thick, graying mustache and intelligent eyes. He scans the empty street.
Let's see what old Mr. Dinkytown can do for us today.
Jesse, 35. The ugly one of the three, walks up to James with a wicked smile on his face.
Maybe Mr. Dinkytown's daughter is in there.
Joe, 25, is extremely handsome, but his features are hard and lacks charm completely. He saunters up behind James and Jesse.
Jesse.
What's your name? Elsa? Edna? No, I remember. It's Ellie. She's a fine woman. I've had dreams about her. She walks up to me and says, Jesse, I'm going to show you the way to my heart. Then she grabs the back of my head by the hair like this.
He grabs an imaginary head in front of his crotch.
Then she tells me she's going to show me how to make the cat purr.
James has an amused look on his face.
Then I wake up so I never find out what she means.
James.
Well, with a face like yours, she sure as hell ain't going to want to have to look at you.
Joe.
I've had dreams about her, too.
They look at Joe. Wait for his story. Jesse.
So? Tell us what you dream about.
Joe, emotionless, distant.
It's always the same dream. She's beautiful. She looks just like an angel, except she ain't wearing no clothes.
The others laugh and wait for him to continue. Jesse, teasingly.
Tell us, Joe, does she invite you inside to let you feel the heat from her fire?
Joe,
I don't know. I never get that far. I always kill her.
Jesse.
What? Why would you do that?
Joe,
I don't know. I use my hunting knife. Cutting her, slicing.
He makes a motion with his hand as if cutting up a side of imaginary beef. James and Jesse stare at him in disgust. James.
Joe, something's just not right with you. Well, listen up. Nobody's killing anybody today. You remember that. We're only picking up supplies.
He looks at his brothers.
Everyone got that?
Jesse nods. James stares at Joe.
You got that too, Joe?
Joe. Don't worry. I ain't gonna kill nobody. Not today.
They dust themselves off and step up onto the porch. Interior. General Store. Day. Ellie, Mr. Dunkerton, and Willie stand behind the counter anticipating the Savage Brothers' entry. Mr. Dunkerton has his hands on the shotgun under the counter. The door opens and James enters with his brothers in tow. They quickly scan the place, then walk up to the counter. The Dunkertons and Willie look worried as the brothers approach them. James' eyes connect with Ellie's chest before they make it to her eyes. Jesse spits some tobacco goo on the floor. Splat. James. To Ellie.
Afternoon, ma'am.
To Mr. Dunkerton.
Sir.
Mr. Dunkerton relaxes a bit and nods. Mr. Dunkerton. Afternoon. James.
My Smith & Wesson here needs a refill.
James places his revolver on the counter. Mr. Dunkerton glances at the revolver, then nods.
He bends down behind the counter, easing his grip on the shotgun. Jesse quickly reaches in and grabs the shotgun, pulls it out, and inspects it with a big grin on his face.
Very nice, Mr. Dinky Town. I could make a hole in your chest the size of Texas with this thing.
Mr. Dunkerton. Dunkerton. My name is Dunkerton. Jesse.
No one gives a damn what your name is, old man.
Ellie, her dad, and Willie tense up.
As far as I'm concerned, you're just a man standing in the way of me and my future bride.
He glances at Ellie with a sinister look on his face, and then flicks his tongue at her. She's horrified. Mr. Dunkerton and Willie appear distressed by that comment. Ellie quickly moves behind her dad. Willie tries to look threatening with his fists tight and phantom boxing. James sighs and calmly takes the shotgun away from Jesse and puts it back on the counter. James.
Please excuse my brothers, Mr. Dinkerton.
Mr. Dunkerton takes back his shotgun. Mr. Dunkerton.
Dunkerton.
James.
Of course. Dunkerton.
Jesse looks like a child who's been told no. Mr. Dunkerton digs out a box of ammo and places it on the counter next to the Smith & Wesson. Mr. Dunkerton.
Can I get you anything else?
James loads his gun with the new ammo. James.
I guess that'd be all for today.
Joe.
I need something.
Everyone turns to Joe. Mr. Dunkerton.
What can I get you?
Joe stares at Ellie.
I want her.
Mr. Dunkerton glances at Ellie, who steps further behind him. Willie swings his fists again. Willie.
You touch her and I'll kill you.
James and Jesse laugh. Joe stares at Ellie, completely mesmerized. Jesse.
You're gonna kill us? With what? Your bare hands?
Jesse strikes Willie right in his tightened fist with his own fist. The old man's hand breaks. Crunch. Willie sinks to his knees in agony. Mr. Dunkerton moves to grab the shotgun on the counter, but James beats him to it while he snatches his S&W at the same time. James.
Everyone just keep cool. We didn't come here to kick up a row.
He turns around and gives his brothers a stern look. James. To Mr. Dunkerton.
Again, I apologize for my brothers.
Mr. Dunkerton nods nervously. Joe's focused on Ellie. Joe's point of view. Ellie is naked. She beckons him to come to her. Joe licks his upper lip with the tip of his tongue. His right hand caresses the knife holstered to his thigh. Willie squirms on the floor. Willie.
What's wrong with you people?
Jesse.
Abble your lip, you whole half-wit, or I'll do it for you.
Willie.
Just leave us alone.
Jesse stomps over to Willie and plants his large fist squarely on Willie's chin. Jesse.
I told you to shut up.
Willie passes out. Ellie and her dad are in shock. They stare at Willie. Joe still has his eyes fixed on Ellie. Joe's point of view. Ellie's naked. She stares at Willie, then turns her head and looks at Joe and blows him a kiss. Jesse reaches across the counter and grabs Mr. Dunkerton by his shirt collar. He pulls him over the counter, puts him on a chair by the wall, gags him with his red and white bandana, and ties his arms and legs to the chair. James.
Jesse, I told you I didn't want no trouble.
Ellie looks panicked. Jesse.
Oh, come on, big brother. Let us just have a little bit of fun.
Joe still stares at Ellie. Joe's point of view. Ellie's still naked. She teases and beckons. Exterior, small frontier town. Day. A black-clad rider gallops into town on a big white horse. The big, spirited horse comes to a sliding stop in front of the general store. The Savage Brothers' horse is tied up in front stir when the big white horse appears. The rider dismounts and ties the horse to the hitching post. A woman's scream of terror and male wicked laughs and holler emanate from inside the general store. The rider pauses for a second, then steps up to the porch. Interior, general store, day. Ellie lies on the counter with her dress around her waist. Jesse holds Ellie down while James, with his pants around his thighs, is getting ready to mount her. Jesse turns and gleefully looks at Mr. Dunkerton. Jesse.
You like to watch, don't you?
Mr. Dunkerton tries to yell through his gag. Jesse, giggling.
Everyone likes to watch.
Joe stares at Ellie as if hypnotized. Joe's point of view. Ellie is naked, looking Joe in the eye while touching herself with one hand and pulling James down onto her with the other. Ellie, mouthing silently.
Fuck me, Joe. Fuck me.
Joe caresses his knife. Ellie.
Now, Joe. Do it now.
Joe nods and pulls his knife out. He strides towards the counter with his knife pointing forward, ready to slice. Suddenly, the front doors to the store swing open and Sam, 30, a 6-foot-tall, gorgeous woman with a deep tan, steps in. She's dressed all in black with big silver spurs that hit the floor with every step. Cling, cling. Her hands hang by her sides, only inches away from the twin blue stock Colts, resting in their holsters, ready for action. Joe is just about to stab Ellie when Sam coldly speaks.
Get off of her.
Time stops. They all turn and gape at her. James.
What the fuck?
Sam. I said get off of her. Do it now or I'll blow those soft dangly things between your legs straight to hell. James gets off of Ellie and pulls his pants back on. Ellie hurries to her dad while she straightens her dress. James.
Do you have any idea who you're talking to?
The woman, sarcastically. Don Juan. Jesse strolls up to Sam. Ellie unties her dad, and they both get behind the counter. Jesse stops in front of Sam and inspects her from top to toe. Jesse.
I bet you'd look real good in a dress.
Sam coolly eyes Jesse with contempt. Jesse.
Even better without that sun stain.
He eyeballs her low buttoned shirt.
Why would a pretty woman like you dress up like a man?
He runs his finger down the opening of her shirt. Sam.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Jesse turns to face his brothers while he laughs. Jesse, mimicking a girl.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
He turns back to face Sam with that stupid grin still on his face. Sam's fist slams into his jaw like a wrecking ball. Jesse's jaw breaks and hangs loose like a broken nutcracker. He stumbles back, his hands onto his jaw. He moans in agony. With anger, he staggers up to Sam and grabs her by her arms as if to wrestle with her. Sam sends her knee crashing into his crotch, and he doubles over. His loose jaw swings. She grabs his head in front of her crotch and sends a second blow with her knee right into his face. Crunch! His nose disappears into his face and his body goes slack. She drops him on the floor. With his knife still in his hand, Joe sneaks behind her along the wall to her right. Sam, mockingly.
Are you trying to sneak up on me?
Joe's point of view. Sam is naked, wearing only her black hat, holster, and boots. Joe.
I'm gonna cut you. I want to feel your warm blood all over me.
Joe's extremely focused, like an animal on the hunt.
I want to smell the steam from your flesh. Taste you.
Joe takes a step closer to Sam. With invisible speed, Sam pulls a knife from his sheath on her belt behind her back and throws it at Joe. It flies straight into his mouth. The force of the throw flings Joe back and the knife gets lodged in the wall with the handle sticking out of his mouth. His body goes limp as he hangs by his mouth, pinned to the wall by the still vibrating knife. Sam peers from underneath the brim of her hat at James. Sam. Icy cold.
Didn't like what he had to say.
James stares at Joe, then back at Sam. He has his right hand positioned by the gun in his holster. He's very focused. Mr. Dunkerton and Ellie are backed up against the wall behind the counter, petrified. Jesse stirs slightly on the floor. Sam's hands are by her holsters. She looks at James. James looks at her. James.
Who the hell are you?
Sam.
I'm the one that will send you to hell.
I'm sure that's where I'll end up when the time comes. But today, I'm gonna send you there.
Go ahead. Give it your best shot.
Jesse groggily peers at Sam. He reaches down to his gun. James is focused on Sam, and Sam is focused on him. Everything is still and silent as if in a picture. James makes a slight move with his hand towards his gun. With lightning speed, Sam pulls her Colts out and fires both. Twin bullets travel on parallel paths towards James' eyes. Eye fluid gushes out on impact. An instant later, the backside of James' head shoots towards the wall behind him and lands immediately to the left of Ellie's head on the wall. The glistening saucer-sized piece of skull hits the wall with a clang, and the two slugs fall to the ground. Ping, ping. The gooey mass starts to slide down the wall. Ellie pants and shudders in horror as she stares at the grossness on the wall only inches away from her face. Slowly, she turns her head to stare at the messy backside of James with the two peepholes in his head as he slowly drops to the floor. Click. Jesse pulls the hammer back on his revolver. She spins around in his direction. There's a loud bang. Jesse is slammed back hard on the floor. A large, bright red blood stain in the shape of Texas emerges on his chest. Mr. Dunkerton's shotgun points at Jesse. Smoke slowly rises from the end of the barrel. Sam looks at Jesse, and then at Mr. Dunkerton. She walks up to the counter with a feminine swagger, spurs hitting the floor. Cling, cling, cling. Sam and Mr. Dunkerton look at each other in the eyes for a good while with appreciation. Sam.
Got anything for Sam, right?
Mr. Dunkerton digs out a box from underneath the counter with mail in it. He takes out a small package. Mr. Dunkerton.
Samantha, right?
Sam takes the package and opens it.
Who are you?
The woman takes a star-shaped badge out of the package and pins it to her shirt.
I'm the new sheriff.
Fade out. This completes the iScript of Savage Frontier by Pia Cook. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized use of an iScript product.